Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a born seer. And she was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She channeled spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has shared this universal knowledge in private sessions, seminars for students, and social groups and corporations. She's available by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, weekdays at 1-520-896-9510. And Ada Marie, I know Spirit is anxious to get started.
Well, I need to remind people that if they are calling, they have to leave a name and a phone number. And sometimes the phone numbers don't come up too good, but if they leave a name and then they call back, I will be able to connect the name with the number. It's kind of hard, especially when we're up here in the woods where the wind blows so much. It mm-hmm. kind of irritates the conversation, you know.
So, okay. So call 1-520-896-9510. And be sure and slowly and carefully leave your name and telephone number. And Ada Marie will get back to you. And we were just having a little bit of a discussion. It seems that Spirit is very interested in talking with us today.
Seems that way.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying a little bit before about the way Spirit works and people need to have a subject and a question ready.
And
right?
Patience is very important because the Spirit may not speak for what would seem like you 5 minutes, but it really is only taking them maybe 3 or 4 seconds because they come in and they talk in a very, very strong voice, giving you pertinent information, which is necessary for you. So it isn't something that they do real very rapidly, although once in a while someone will call and they'll get an answer, a yes or no answer, and it pops up, bingo, before I can even breathe. So
right.
those answers are usually A1 correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were saying that a lot of people are getting messages from Spirit and they don't even know it because they
think maybe
that it's their own intuition or whatever. So how can they tell the difference?
There's very little difference. When you are receiving something from Spirit, it's clear. It's not muddled. It's very clear. And the time it comes is pertinent to the fact that it's clear and that you can go back to that time and pick up that energy pattern and hear that answer in your ear, even though you don't have a phone. It's very mm-hmm. easy to be able to be clear, keep your head empty, and allow the Spirit to put information to you that you will find out later after you've hung up the phone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, once in a while, you know, there are some people that don't that are not clairaudient, but they
mm-hmm.
feel things. And,
right. That is what we call seeing. When you
mm-hmm.
feel it inside, you are seeing it with your heart.
Ah.
You see?
Mm-hmm. That
makes
total sense. Uh-huh.
Right. And it also means that it's true and correct information, because it couldn't come out without being true and correct.
Mm-hmm. And very often I will get chills when something when somebody says something that's true.
That's correct. And very often a chill will just run down your back or your arm or something, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh my goodness. You know, mm-hmm. you're right on top of it. And that's a good thing.
It is indeed. So, when you work with people, sometimes you don't get an answer.
That's right.
Right away.
And believe me, if you don't get an answer, say to them, "I am not receiving an answer." Don't make one up. You'll be so sorry you ever did that. Just say, "I am sorry, I'm not receiving anything. I'm just
mm-hmm.
not receiving it." And I have to say that a lot. And I've had people hang up on me. And they've gone to somebody else, and of course they read something which was incorrect.
Who told them lies. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm reading for someone, and I work in a lot of corporations and heads of big organizations, and I don't receive anything, I politely say, "I am sorry. I can't answer that. I am so
mm-hmm.
sorry. I know it's important,
mm-hmm.
but if we were to have the answer, we would have it." So
right.
it's that
right.
way with everybody, not just ordinary people. It's that way with every question that comes. If there is an answer, I give it. If I don't get an answer, I don't give it. I won't even try.
Right. And sometimes it's asking a little different question, and then you'll get an answer.
Right, in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They change
yep.
somehow, and they'll get an answer. But the straight question they ask, there was no answer for, because if they actually listen to the question they ask, you could understand why she wasn't getting an answer.
Right.
If she'd asked
right.
it in a completely different way, she would have got an answer.
There you go. So it's kind of a pitch till you win kind of thing, isn't it, with spirit?
Yes.
If you ask a question and then, okay, so ask another question and ask it in a different way, and ask it, maybe let go of the answer you want to hear. This, I think, this is one of the most important things in dealing with spirit.
Go ahead.
We ask a question and we want the answer we want so badly that we're getting in the way of spirit really telling it us like it is.
They don't like to hear that, and also it isn't how you want to hear it that's important. It's the very fact of the answer that was asked. So
mm-hmm.
if the answer that was asked was not correctly answered for you, you would have a really difficult time working your way through it.
Yeah. So are you about ready to take some questions?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. I have two. One is, I'm going for a teacher assistant position because it's full-time, yay, this Wednesday.
And you will receive it in the afternoon.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm going in the afternoon.
Right.
I know I've called about different jobs. A lot of them were part-time and all this other stuff, and I couldn't, or two part-times and run around, but this one's full-time.
Okay, you're going to get it.
They have I think they have kindergarten, second, third, fourth. Which grade am I going to get?
And it looks like the third or the fourth.
Okay.
It appears that's what you're qualified for. is handling that age group.
Okay.
Do you have children that age group?
No, I have a 17-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you will like it. Yeah.
And do you ever see a man coming into my life? It just seems like I cannot meet the right one.
Well, you're not ready to meet the right one until near the end of this year. And probably between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you will meet that person.
Oh, my God, not till then?
Well, you want the right person.
And
you,
and you have
the right
all
person?
That time to get ready.
Okay.
Just don't do anything.
Don't be so impatient.
And don't do anything. Just let time go, and as time goes, that person will appear.
You know anything about them?
No.
Okay.
I just know that the right person is going to appear for you, because two times already you've made a mistake.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but I've been sitting a long time.
And you know, you have all this time to work on your new job, and that's going to be very exciting for you.
And
yeah.
I just got a new haircut. I'm not trying to let it grow, but I just got it dyed.
That's
perfect.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need to go on to some other questions.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Sure, thanks for calling,
yeah.
Suzanne.
Bye.
Who's next?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
This is Sharon.
Okay. One second. I think I have two of you on here. Yes, good. Okay. Sharon, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I just wanted to know if Spirit has a message for me. Anything?
I don't have anything at this moment, Sharon. I don't even know anything of your name except Sharon. So,
okay. Yeah. Then, in that case, do you see my financial situation improving this year? Or
yes. That came very quickly. So, I would say within 6 weeks. To a month, it will have improved greatly.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And sometimes I feel that, you know, if you don't give an answer, some people aren't meant to hear an answer. Maybe there's a lesson behind that, right?
There usually is a lesson behind it.
I'm actually getting something myself. It is that whatever you're reading, keep it up.
Thank you so much. I've been spiritual for the past 60 years, so thank you so much. Many blessings.
Indeed.
Many blessings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Karen.
Okay, you have a question for
Ada
Marie?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. Ask Ada, how can I stop being a perfectionist, okay? I know it's part of life, but I have like 3 or 4 projects I have to tackle, and I'm not getting anything done. Because I feel that I have to be perfect, and I just noticed it today. I'm wasting time, and I wanted to see if she picks up on anything, because I can't stand it anymore.
Ada Marie? Are you hearing this, Ada Marie? Hello? Oops. I think I lost Ada Marie. One second here.
Oh, I hope not.
No, hello.
Are you there?
Ada Marie, we just lost contact for a second. Were you able to hear what this lady just asked? She wants to know how to...
Go ahead and say
Okay. So my question to you, Ada, is how do I stop being a perfectionist? It's driving me insane.
Oh, okay. And that has been I've gone through that stage myself. And I can tell you very honestly, it's been a joy not to have to live through that again.
I will never do it again. Never.
Okay, but remember, it's the part that's important. The part that's important is what it stands for and how the other person is receiving what you're giving.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing to be, able to help a person with that problem, to know that they have been in another lifetime demanded so much of them that the perfection just came about. So now they're here to have some comfort in life. So you need to help them understand that that's okay. It's okay
me.
To be themselves.
Yes. No, yeah, it's me that's being the I think if I'm being hard on myself, because there's a project that I'm supposed to have had done a while ago, and I'm getting there, but I feel that I'm just being perfect, too perfect.
May I tell you what Stardust is saying?
Yes.
You are on a plane of imperfection. That's why you came here. There is no such thing as perfect good, no such thing as perfect evil, and what you are coming here to do is to do the best you can with what you've got.
You have to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. And you know the person that is expecting the work that you're doing doesn't know that you're trying so hard to get it perfect. They just know they're not getting it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
A little common sense there works well.
Yes. I didn't think about it that way. Awesome.
Stardust
so
is pretty
almost
good at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Stardust is great at that. But so, yes. Ada Marie, you mentioned you went through some perfectionism yourself. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when I was younger, when you're young and your grandmothers are seers, they want right now the right answer. Well, as a little girl, it's kind of hard to decipher what answer is right, because you know, when you have sight, you might get three answers all in one bell, all in one basket. So pick one out, okay? So what has to happen in those years is you have to become still and hear the correct or proper voice, whatever it is, whichever it is. Okay? And when you hear the right one, you will feel it. It'll feel it like it's in your chest. It'll feel it. You may get three or four answers, but one of them you will feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that will be the correct answer. Even if it doesn't look like it should be, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it. All. Yes, I do.
And keep asking. Keep asking the questions. Is this good enough? See, think about good enough.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Anna Marie?
Yeah. They have to feel that it is good enough. They have to feel it. Just like you feel soft cloth or warm water. You feel the truth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we know your heart is in the right place. Okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you. All right. Got it. Okay.
All righty. We have some more questions coming up.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Anna Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to know, do you see me and my friend Jarkiria becoming into a serious relationship?
Are you doubting it?
No, I don't. She may be. I'm not. I don't know. I just, you know, I guess I wanted it to happen so bad. I'm kind of a little anxious.
Well, you better stop wanting. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Do you ever hear
that
expression?
Say that again.
If wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yes.
So
be different.
So back up a little and take a look, long look.
Yeah. Gerardus is saying let her come to you for a change.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right? That's what you're getting, Ada Marie?
Yes, it is. And he will. He'll get a something will occur. Something is either said or an action will occur that will make him stop and think.
So basically, this is not a good idea.
No, it's not.
It's.
I mean, I'm not
push
good.
When you're the you don't want to be the only one that's working on this relationship.
Okay, so she's basically not into being in a relationship with me.
Not yet. She has her sights set on something else in a relationship.
Like what? Like another person?
Yeah.
Another. Okay.
Well, it's not the person so much; it's the wherewithal, the finance.
Oh, money.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, if I can provide for her, then she in.
She's still looking for something else.
She is a type of sugar daddy woman.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And she's looking for another one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You got it.
And she's... Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head. And
yeah.
I just wanted to ask, yeah, you hit that. You nailed that now. I'll give you 10 on that
right.
one. Yes,
right.
ma'am. And she's will probably be in and out of my life.
Hopefully out.
Out. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
just want to say, look in the mirror every day and say, the right woman will find me, and she's going to be very lucky to have a guy like me.
Yeah, definitely need that. And I just want to say quickly, I just received a lawsuit, and she knows this. Now, today was the first time she hit me up on Facebook.
Mm.
And that's what she's after, my money, you know, because, you know, if I can buy for her, she'll do, you know, whatever she want to do.
Yeah.
And then, so it's nothing stable. It's just by her being greedy and getting what she wants, she'll... Give
That's
me what,
right.
I'm, okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
But that's not close to going to happen. I'm going to delete her, but, ma'am.
That'll be quick.
That'll be quick.
Yeah.
For what? For
me to delete her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing, quickly I wanted to say I had to apply for my disability because I injured my back and my knee. And I got a settlement, but now I'm not able to work. So I just want to know, when do you see me start receiving my disability checks?
Well, you'll have to live on the disability checks, but you cannot. It doesn't mean you can't work. You couldn't get on the computer and write a book, or you couldn't teach little children how to play ball, you know, or do something. You can always find something to do to work that makes you valuable to yourself and others, and the income is only going to let you find what you need to find so that
right.
it stays in the limit that you can have both.
I do want to have both, but I have no income right now at all.
Right,
I've been released, so what I'm trying to say is, like, how long will it take before...
I will tell you. It's going to take you approximately 6 weeks or a little bit less, but know that there's going to be about 3 or 4 weeks it's going to be tough. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. But
you'll get through it, but you're one of these people who is not afraid to try, so just wade right through it. You'll get through with flying colors.
Okay. So
okay.
I should be receiving Social Security in about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should.
Okay, because I have to have an appointment on the 6th next week with the Social Security Administration. But like you said, I need that, but I'm still not going to just want to sit.
No, you don't have to. There's many ways around it.
Okay. It'll give
right.
you so many hours.
Well, I have one friend that just recently ended up like that, and he is tutoring little children in math at a school.
Wow.
And the parents pay him in cash.
Oh, my God. See, I'm a coach.
Yeah, well.
A football coach.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And I can do so much, but, and I will have to just get with the school and just tell them I can work so many hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I definitely got to have surgery on my left knee because when I fell on my job, I tore my
rotator cuff.
No, that's the shoulder. No, your knee.
Well, I did have my rotator cuff a long time ago, and I had surgery on it. You're right.
Yeah.
But this incident, I tore my knee, a meniscus.
Okay.
Meniscus tear.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the same kind of healing, slow and careful.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. You really gave me the right direction to go, especially with all of it, definitely with that woman.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Melvin. That was great. We have
great
someone
validation.
Else who has a question
right.
now. See mm-hmm. you next week, right?
Yes, ma'am. God bless.
God bless you, son.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Adele. Pretty lady. That was a... I'm just glad that I'm...
Adele. Did you say Adele?
Yes, ma'am. A-D-E-L-L. Oh. Yes.
Okay. You have a question for Ada Marie?
I would like to know, you don't have anyone who are just in a place to be like, ooh, something great's about to happen to them.
Could you move just a little bit? It's hard to hear you. We're having a bad connection.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't hear it at all. I can just hear the noise.
Okay, so what about now? Is that better?
Much better.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, I would like to know, I don't know which one of my ancestors or which one of the angels or where is it coming from, but it is such an abundance of, like, a happiness. It's just there, and I'm feeling it in spite of anything that's going on. It's just a bliss. It's just a warm, just good feeling everywhere I look, even at the plant. It seems like the plant. And I want to know what's going to happen or what is that all about.
Well, are you receiving energy that is warm to you?
Yes, very much so. Very warm. It's just almost like a very sensitive kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it's beautiful.
Get a notebook. Listen to me carefully.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Get a notebook
and get ready
to write this down, because the seer is speaking.
okay.
You are to wait until after sundown with a notebook and a pencil and write down the information that you are given. And you will be given information that some of it won't make much sense, but a great deal of it will make sense after you've done it for probably a week or two.
Okay.
You actually have sight, but it comes from the islands. I don't know if you're English or not, but it comes out of the islands from when you had a lifetime in England.
Wow, I can see that.
Okay. Now you sit down by yourself in a quiet area once a day and begin to write. Don't worry about what you're going to write. Just write. So it's legible. And within a very short time, After you read through it, you'll begin to realize what is going on and how lucky you are. And if you get into trouble, call me and I will help you. Do you have a pencil?
Yes, I do.
520-896-9510.
Okay.
Between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. I'm in Arizona.
I will definitely do that, because this is just feels so good. And the people that don't really appear to, like, not, you know how some, it appears that people don't care for you, but I know that that's reflecting them. They can't help but be nice.
Yeah.
When you walk by them, they can't help but be nice. But, yes, and it's, it's a beautiful thing. It's really, really, really there. It's almost like it's so beautiful to where happiness is an understatement of the feeling. It's almost like it doesn't have a name on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't have a name.
Take too long to tell you on the phone, but you're very lucky.
Wow, awesome. Oh, I guess I'm also blessed to be listening to your vibrations and your voice as well. I appreciate you.
Well, and I appreciate you. So you keep on being positive and keep on being happy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, this is a wonderful thing, because it's an example of one of the ways that spirit reaches out to us.
Yes, you're right. She earned that right, though. That didn't come by accident. She earned that right. People earn the right to be happy, and they earn the right to be sad because they don't want to be bothered. And they know if they don't smile and they're not sad, people aren't going to bother them. That's the way it is.
Okay. So, when you receive something like this, it seems as if she's on the verge of a breakthrough, maybe. And this is when you really need a coach, and you need someone to bolster your energy and help you through.
Well, she's right in the middle of a full moon, and that's why it's coming so fast.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, is there, you get anything else? Any other questions? Anything? Nope. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. I just put it up because there's so much noise. But I would love to know the relationship between my husband and I. Because it's also, it's like it's running over on him, but we're sitting at the same place in the spiritual realm at the same time.
That would take a little research, and you'd have to call in.
I will do that.
Okay. Do you have the number?
Yes.
I think she just wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to talk a little bit about your healing retreat now. Could you tell everybody about what you're doing there?
Well, I do have a retreat. It's a two-bedroom because many people that come bring a caretaker. They're healing, and they come and they bring a caretaker. So it's a two-bedroom. We're in the Tucson area, north of Tucson, in a wooded area, very beautiful. And you stay in a private little house with your caretaker or whomever you bring. And we take care of whatever you come with. Many people come with, and in fact, we just had a carload of wheelchairs removed because I had so many wheelchairs got left behind, we didn't have anywhere to put them, and it's winter. So this morning, we got a guy to come from a school and pick up a bunch of them and take them there for the kids at that school that need wheelchairs. It was very nice to do.
People come in with a wheelchair, and then they walk out, and they don't need the wheelchair anymore, right?
They don't need it. Yeah, they don't need it anymore, and they don't want to take it home.
Okay.
So we finally, our little building was packed, and then the other little building was filling up, and my husband said, get rid of this stuff. So I quickly got on the phone and called a nurse that I knew and told her about the problem. She knew about it because she'd been here. She said, listen, Ada, give me till Monday. I'll get something done. We'll have somebody over there Monday or Tuesday. So I think I got the problem solved.
Good.
Because these wheelchairs are expensive. And we can't have them set outside and get ruined, you know. But if she comes with some group or something, somebody with a truck, they can load them up and take them out. And take them to where they can be used, where people can use them.
Sure.
And that'll make me feel good.
When they come for a retreat, is it that's for 3 days?
Yes. Retreat I have is a 3-day retreat. It's $2,500, and that includes your lodging, your trip to the airport and back, and your food, and whatever special diet you have, and whatever work I have to do for you.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of what we call immersion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been very lucky. People have walked away from wheelchairs and all kinds of stuff, and it's amazing to see the change in them and the whole attitude of their consciousness change. So I'm happy.
I think they're the ones that are lucky. you just work around the clock, 24 hours a day sometimes.
Sometimes, but you know what? It's wonderful to see a person who's been sitting in a wheelchair for 16 years, and they're walking around the room, and they're walking in the kitchen to get their own drink of water, which to them is a wonderful thing. And they come back and sit down, and then they say, "Is it all right if I walk down the hall?" I said, "So what if you walk anywhere you want." You know, because they haven't been able to do that. But they're steady on their feet, and they're good. So that's a good thing.
You know, sometimes people that are the caretakers with someone who has had an ailment of some kind, sometimes they almost hold them back because they're afraid they're going to hurt themselves or something.
No, you don't ever carry a fear about anything. If God didn't want them here, they wouldn't come in the first place. In the second place, when I ask them if they want a drink of water or would they like to get up, they can get up. They want to get up. They want to get up and go to the sink and pour a glass of water, something they haven't done in a long time, standing on their feet. I know it sounds simple, but it's true. They're happy. They're pleased. So you can only give people the opportunity. Then you have to back up and let them do it if they can. And I've never had anybody fall down.
I couldn't imagine that.
This is
fantastic. Is there anything else that we need to say? I just want to make sure. I believe we already answered the question for this one, but let me see. Hello?
Yes, I've been
here. We already spoke, didn't we?
Yes,
but
yes, ma'am.
You're the one with the happiness.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You know, I tell people, and I finally found out that there's certain record stores in town that sell CDs and records that are laughing. It's laughter you're buying. When I'll share this with you now because John is gone. When John Wayne was very, very ill, they had him in the hospital in California, and he was so bad, his blood was thick, he was in terrible shape. And this lady, friend of his, nurse, she brought in this Laurel and Hardy movie, and he started watching movies, Laurel and Hardy, and there's another one. They're really funny. And he laughed his blood pure. He laughed until his blood was flowing pure, thin, correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He had been so caught up and worried and working in his work that he never took care of himself. But he laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And in 2.5 weeks, his blood was perfectly normal. They didn't have to give him anything. They didn't. Because laughter is the best medicine. And if you want the record, laughter is the best medicine. You can get it at most any record store. So that's a good thing.
That's great. Good,
yeah.
Good advice. Okay.
Yeah, this happiness is so great to where even problems and nothing else wants to hold on to it.
Right. So
you know, you might eventually start sharing that with other people.
Everybody that hears it can share it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree.
Laughter is the best medicine. And there is a CD, I believe, a CD or record, whatever you call them, that is out. And the name of it is Laughter is the Best Medicine.
That's great. There's a very well known psychologist from London who used to have laughing workshops. And
yes,
people would come in, they would do nothing but laugh all through the whole session.
That's right. And it wasn't just a 1 hour session. Her laughter sessions would last as much as 2.5 hours. People's sides would ache, tears would run down their face. They were in hysterics. They were all healthy when they got done with her.
Mm. Well, this happens to be a gentleman, but his name I think is Robert Holden, I believe it is.
Yeah.
He's working now with the Hay Foundation. But you are on the right track, Ada Marie.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's more wonderful than sharing laughter.
That's
right. With people.
I miss that more than anything. I mean, I miss the fact that there isn't enough laughter in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I always try to find myself friends who laugh a lot. Because I like laughter.
Indeed. So I believe we're just getting just about to the end of the hour now.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, Ada Marie, if you have any last thoughts for people before we sign off.
If I have any what?
Last thoughts.
Oh, laughter thoughts. Well, I think the funniest thing in the world is when you go to visit somebody, and you say hello, and they say hello, and then they say, "Okay, what gives?" Like, you know, okay, you're being interrogated here. What gives? And you can't help but laugh because they're looking right at you. You know? And there's somebody you know real good, and they know everything there is to know about you, but they always say that to you. What gives?
I haven't heard that expression in years.
I haven't heard it in years either, but I'll tell you, it just the way they say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
So that's the one that I hear once in a while from a friend. He'll call me up and say, "What gives?" Oh, just a minute. And then we start in with this nonsense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 minutes of nonsense, and then we get down to business. So
that's good. That's
but
great.
I want everybody out there to think, as they look into the mirror, how pretty, how handsome, how joyous they look when they smile. When they smile, if they're looking in the mirror, they'll see that joyous smile and the eyes are smiling. Try it. Practice it. Do it. Just get that mirror and put it to work. Get that mirror to show your smile, your shining eyes, and everything that's good about you. You can do it if you will.
You sure can.
So let's try it.
That's an easy assignment, but you know it's something that most people never do.
And it's also something that people don't feel comfortable doing. So they have to do it until they're comfortable to do it, and then the smile becomes real.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't you have a mirror exercise that sometimes you have people look into the mirror?
I do, but I do that in a group because that takes time.
Okay. Well, we are just on the verge here of signing off. And everybody, we'll see you next week at the same time.
Same time, same station. I look forward to it. It'll be a wonderful week. Okay.
And love and light.
Love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.